It's Jamming with JYY. We yarn with former Bronco, Queensland and Australian rugby league superstar, Jarrell Yahi, as he keeps us up to date with what's happening with Australia's sport. It's Jamming with JYY. What's happening, Jarrell?
Hey guys, how are we? Welcome back with Jam with JYY. What a morning, what a Friday.
Yoo-hoo!
Big week of sports so far. Let's just kick it off. The Goanna, he's getting up and he's moving over to England. Greg Inglis, what a player he is, man. Honestly, very, very fortunate to be able to play with this man. And I mean, his resume speaks for himself. 265 caps for the NRL, 32 Queensland origin caps, 39 origin, Australian representatives, 4 Indigenous All-Stars. What a player. I mean, the Wire, the Warrington Bulls are going to be in awe with that player to go over there. I mean, I think him having a year off is going to be the best thing that ever happened for Greg Inglis. Obviously, we know a few things, mishaps he had at the start of last year. And I think for GI, knowing him personally, the best thing he ever needed to have a year off footy for his body, for his mind, he's going to go over there and kill that competition. I'm very nervous for anyone who plays him in the
league.
Oh, you'd hate to be in front of him, wouldn't you? You know, once he gets his speed up, oh, my Lord.
The only thing I know about GI, and I've played a lot of footy with him, and I was fortunate enough to play for Australia and Queensland with this man, is he'll definitely go over there and put in the hard work, but he doesn't like cold weather, the big fella. So
true. Well, he's a Goanna.
Pretty standard for us, Mob.
Look, I don't think he's gonna deal well with the cold, but look, mentally, speaking with Greg, recently, I know he's in a great headspace, and to see him come out and say that, he wants to get back in the game, and he's confident that he can, look, for me, growing up watching this game, Greg Inglis is probably the best centre I've seen in the last decade to ever put a jersey on, and for the Maroons and Australia. He'd go close to being up there with one of the best players, to put one of those jersey on. So when you think of Greg Inglis, you think of Fend, and I definitely still have his handprint on my chest from 2009 when I first came in first grade. He doesn't miss you. He's a superstar, and the Wire over there they're in very good hands, and they're very lucky, those fans over there, to see such a talent as in Greg Inglis go to Warrington Wolves and put a jersey on for a year.
Wow. I wonder. So you don't think 33 is too old?
No, never. I mean, if you have a year off, Dan, you think about that. When you play footy, you can ask these boys, look at all these boys putting their hands up now. When the Warriors have said, we need players, Sammy's putting his hand up, Paul Gallen's putting his hand up, so is Billy Slater. Those boys haven't played for a few years. You know your body, especially when you've been playing 13, 14 years of straight rugby league. You have a year off. It obviously gets a little bit more tender, but you start to heal a little bit more, and you probably could go one more year around. And look, I know if my ankle was right, I'd be the first one to put my hand up to go put a Warriors jersey on, because you get that itch and you want to play, definitely. But yeah, look, that guy, that bloke, Mama, there goes that man, because he's going again. He's gonna be a superstar over there, Greg Inglis.
Now, listen, I mentioned last week, I particularly wanted to talk to you about, you were at the absolute peak of your career. Everyone was talking about you as though you were Greg Inglis, and you came down on that ankle, and the injury was just grotesque, as I understand it. I mean, how did you overcome the fact that you couldn't play again?
Yeah, look, I'm pretty thick-skinned, Jamie. I'm pretty. I was brought up pretty tough as a young boy, and it's a credit to my family and friends who got me through those times. Don't get me wrong, I did see some dark times, but I wouldn't be the bloke I am today if I didn't get put through those times. And the people like my grandfather, my mother, and my grandmother are definitely a testament to who I am today and how I've become as a person. So that's a setback for me. Rugby league's just a game. It's not my life, and that's the way I've seen it, and that's the way I think a lot of kids should see that now. And if there's a message out there, rugby league's not everything. I mean, it's something that you do, and it was my first love. But look, I got over it very quickly and moved on with my life. And there's no point whinging. You just got to go forward. There's way more worse people often than myself, Jamie. So yeah, it was hard, but look, I'm very, very fortunate to be in such a great organisation in the NRL and be known as as Jarrell, I suppose, and to see my young kids, and that's all I wanted to be, was an inspiration. So hopefully,
Well, you totally are. Yeah.
Tell me, mate, do you sit on the lounge watching a game and fidget and pass and?
Not really, no, because you know I'm not sounding arrogant here. I did it all, apart from win a grand final. So I can't kick myself. There's no grudges. There's nothing like that. And I do get itchy feet, obviously, a little bit when Origin's on, because that's the pinnacle of rugby league. That's where you want to be. Yeah. And definitely miss games like that. But and missing your help, you know, your teammates out. So definitely the Broncos, sometimes watching them when they're going through hard times. They're the times where you wish you could put a jersey on and play again. But
okay, one final question, Jarrell. 5'8 wise, who's the absolute greatest player ever to strap on a boot for Queensland?
Hey, here we go.
it's a very tough argument, because that 5'8 jersey has been worn by some greats. I mean, back in your day, Jamie, who would you? You know,
Wally Lewis, mate.
Well, exactly.
Wally Lewis.
He's waiting for that.
For me, the king is still hands down toughest, played over his weight. Still probably the greatest 5'8 to ever put that Maroons jersey on.
Matey, when he comes on the Channel 9 News, I put two arms in the air and do the Wally salute in my lounge room.
I still get to see the king a fair bit. So, he's a... He's a superstar, and I don't think I can go past him, to be honest. So I think I still think that if he played in this era, he'd still be very, very, very strong. But in saying that, you can't really contest the eras as well. You've got to let these players that have been in this era have their moment, and then Wally have his moment as well. I just do want to give a little shout out to my little mate Andrew McCulloch. 260 games for the Brisbane Broncos. And he's departing the club to go to the Newcastle Knights. Very sad day for the club. I mean, I grew up playing footy with Andy since 2007. You know, I trained there. I'm at the Brisbane Broncos, and I know a lot of Brisbane Broncos fans would be hard to see him go. He's going down for a great opportunity to Newcastle because of Jalen Brayley, who's obviously out with an injury for the rest of the year. Maka will get a start and be able to move down there and play full-time in that hooker role. I had it fortunate enough to talk to him this morning, and he's very happy with the decision he's made. This is how fast things happen in the NRL world, guys. He is driving down tomorrow morning to Newcastle because obviously he can't fly. He's training on Sunday to play a game on the weekend next week. So that's how dedicated he is to go down there and start his new chapter of his life. I wish him all the best. I know he's a superstar and a great player, and he's been a great servant for the Brisbane Broncos for 14 years, and he'll definitely be missed.
Jarrell, thank you very much, mate, for all the inside and behind-the-scenes goss, mate. We'll talk to you again next week, eh?
Yep, thank you very much. Round 1, 7 days. Let's go, guys.
Look out.